This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Subject, I can't believe she likes it like that. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 33-year-old man and my girlfriend is 25 years old. Initially, I was concerned about her age difference. I didn't ask her age when we met and she didn't know my age. She is very mature and very elegant. She's in an executive position at her job already and she supervises four other people. All of this was very attractive to me. When I found out her age, I was floored, but I was already into her, so I kept pursuing a relationship. She had me wait 5 months before we had sex, and I was okay with that because I thought I had found my future wife. I was ready to give her the world. But then we were intimate for the first time, and I'm not sure I can keep up with her. Out the gate, she was aggressive in the bedroom, and I thought it was because we waited so long to actually do it. But that's not it at all. She loves it rough, and it gets rougher each time we do it. I'm a seasoned lover and I like it all kinds of ways, but being rough is hard for me. Why would I want to snatch her wig off and bite her during during sex? I'm not with that. So I had to tell her I caught a cramp one night just so we could stop having sex. Everything about this woman is top tier. I have seen her do a seminar for other salespeople on her team, and she's well-spoken, poised, and well-respected. At home, she's a beast and can tear the sheets off the bed within 5 seconds or less. I have not had the chance to make love to her to see if she can be as poised in the bedroom as she is in public. Besides this one thing, she's perfect. Is it because of her age? How do I persuade her to turn it down? So, you're not with all the while and she's doing okay. You prefer a more demure woman, all right? You've just got to tell her that. You've got to tell her that. I don't know what the it is that she's doing to you, but you don't like the fact that she's too rough. You don't like it. You got to remember that women who are used to taking charge and running things at work, sometimes they have a hard time turning that aggression off, that assertiveness off when they get home. It can take a minute for them to calm down and woo-saw and all that. So listen, that's where your seasoning, you say, and your skill and your patience come in. One thing struck me in this letter, and that's the fact that you said you are a seasoned lover. Well, that says to me, you know your way around the bedroom. You know how to please a woman, right? So you need to work your magic,
Mr. Lover.
That ain't necessarily
what that means, just want to point that out.
Talk to her. You got to steer her and guide her in a different, maybe less rough direction if you're not feeling that. Make her feel secure. Make her feel loved where she won't, you know, where she'll want to slow down and relax and not be so wild, according to you. In other words, put your so-called seasoned skills to work and show her what you prefer. Now, she might not like it like that, okay? You got to understand that. She might like what she like, so be prepared to get cut off and maybe break up. Steve?
Well, I'm a little torn with this letter right here because, you know, I feel you, dog, but then I don't know what you're complaining about because we're going to have to work through some things right here. Because she perfect, see? That's what's got me a little concerned. She perfect. But I knew this letter was doomed in the beginning. Mm-hmm. I'm a 33-year-old man and my girlfriend is 25. Mm-hmm. But ain't but an 8-year difference. Initially, I was concerned about our age difference. I didn't ask her age when we met and she didn't know my age. Now, it's an 8-year difference. Women mature faster than men most times anyway. 8 years, that ain't nothing. I don't even know why you talking about some damn age difference. It ain't like you 80 and she's 24 or something like that. Then you need to be concerned. Anyway, she's very mature and very elegant. She's in executive position down at a job. When I found out her age, I was floored. But I was already into her. See, I think you kind of bougie. I think this brother is kind of bougie. Because, you know, the age difference and, you know, judging the woman on what she do and, you know, all this here. And supervise 4 other people. All this was very attractive to me. He bougie, y'all. This little dude is bougie. Well, I don't think she that wild. See, I just think he bougie. Watch what I tell you. And anyway, when I found out her age, I was floored under him. So I kept pursuing a relationship. She had me wait for 5 months before we had sex, and I was okay with that because I thought I had found my future wife. Because that's who we talking about right
now. He doesn't
his
talk like that.
His bougie ass. I bet he do. He's square as a box. I'm telling you right here. I was ready to give her the world. But when we were intimate for the first time, I'm not sure I can keep up with her. Oh, what's the matter now, Mr. Bougie Executive? Yeah, out the gate, she was aggressive in the bedroom. Well, okay. I thought it was because we had waited so long, but that's not it at all. She loves it rough, and it gets rougher each time. Oh, she hurting you. She hurt you.
You're such a hater.
The little executive boy, he don't want to give in. She was rough. I'm a seasoned lover. Oh, your ass old.
Stop that. Hell?
You're 33. He's 33. What he talking about? I'm a seasoned lover. Oh, man, your old bougie executive ass and ran up into this girl and then come up from down the way, and now she in here to snatch her wig off or bite her.
And? Hold on. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 20.
Take your wig off. Twirl it around your head like a helicopter.
Today's Strawberry Letter subject, I can't believe she likes it like that. We'll get right back to it right after this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, I can't believe she likes it like that.
I believe this 33-year-old man who's dating his girlfriend is 25. He'll think he's bougie. I think with this whole letter, it's got a lot to do with him bougie. Now, I'll admit, she might be a bit much, but I think a lot of this is because he's bougie. I was concerned about her age difference. I didn't ask her when we met, and she didn't know my age at all. You know, that 8 years, boy, that ain't no big-ass difference. She's very mature and very elegant. She's in an executive position down at her job, and she supervises four other people. All of this was quite attractive to me. Oh, my God. Anyway, when I found out her age, I was absolutely floored. Why? But I was already into her, so I kept pursuing the relationship. She had me wait for 5 entire months before we had sex. Mm-hmm. I was okay with that because I thought I had found my future wife. My mom loves her and everyone in the family, of course, because she's absolutely elegant. Wonderful, darling. Yeah.
Too much.
And I was ready to give her the wow. But then we were intimate for the first time, and oh my God, all hell broke loose. She was raw. I was saying, oh God, what are you doing here? Mm-hmm. I thought it was because we had waited so long, but that wasn't, isn't it? That wasn't it at all. She likes it rough, and it's only gotten rougher. I'm a seasoned lover. I've been making love all of 10 years, 33. According to Steve, I don't know half of what I'm going to know, but I swear I'm a seasoned lover. No, you ain't. You're a bougie young ass dude. You don't really know what you know. But then she like it rough. And I like it all kinds of ways, but being rough is hard for me. Why would I want to snatch her wig off or bite her doing sex? Because she asked you to. If you want your wig snatched off, I snatch your wig off for you. Snatch your wig off, twist it around your head like a helicopter. Man, I be tying your ankles up with your wig, all kinds of stuff. What else you want to do?
Wildin', just wildin'.
Bite my neck. I'm Marv Albert. Come on, girl. It's so hard for me. Why would I want to snatch your wig off or bite her during sex? I'm not with that. So I had to tell her I caught a cramp one night. That's because your ass did. You ain't tell her you caught a cramp. Your old ass caught a cramp. Everybody catch cramp.
Oh.
Seasoned lovers catch cramps. Mm-hmm. Hood boys catch cramps. Dope dealers catch cramps.
Really?
The police catch cramp. Everybody catch a cramp. Let me tell you, I had to act like I caught a cramp so we could stop having sex. Oh, now you scared. Oh, little bougie boy scared. You want to get wild? See, what you got to do, dog, you got to out wild.
Oh, that's the answer. Okay. Like what?
You got to do stuff she ain't ready for.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
Like y'all in there in the bed getting it on. Mm-hmm. Just get up on your knees and lean over and spit on the floor. Just do stuff like that. That's wild as hell. Ain't nobody looking for that. Did he just get up on his knees and spit on the damn floor? What is it? Yeah. You wipe your mouth real hard. Yeah, man, that's how you do it. You gotta do that. Bring a garden hose through the window in the bedroom, cut it up on high with a nozzle, and spray her ass. You want to get wild? We wild. How wild you want it?
Mm-hmm.
Go outside, take a piece of chain link fence, measure the bed.
Yeah.
Cut a piece of chain link fence, same size as the mattress. Lay it on that, then y'all make love on that. How rough you want it?
Wow. Ouch.
Yeah, look, you wild up in here. Huh?
So out wild her. That's your suggestion. Okay.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's go. How wild you want it?
Okay. All right, I'm out.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah, that's out wild
now
her
we
for
wild.
Real. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That'll slow it down.
I'm not
that
sure.
That will slow it down.
Chain link fence, though. That was pretty wild, too.
At home, she's a beast and can tear the sheets off the bed within 5 seconds or less. Or are you scared of her? I have not had the chance to make love to her to see if she can be poised in the bedroom as she is in public. She ain't.
You're already scared.
This wild, wild thing.
Mm-hmm.
Besides this one thing, she's perfect. Is it because of her age? No, hell no. Hell no. It's because she's different.
Mm-hmm.
She like it rough and she like it wild. And you ain't either one of them, Mr. Bushy. So unless you gonna match the wildness and the roughness, tell your punk ass on.
Yeah, let her go. All right, thank you, Steve.
Cause there's some boys out there that's for all this here.
Post your comments on
Snatch
today's
my wig off. Letter. Where you want me to throw it, baby?
Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out this Strawberry
Bite me.
Letter
where you
podcast.
Want where you want these teeth at? Where you want it at?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.